was just a state of mind. All the made up pieces you can't find. But for me, you never really had the time. I was blind. Oh. And everything that you meant to me is written in the pages of my history. But it's over now, as far as I can see. Suddenly, things are so different now you're gone. I thought it'd be easy, I was wrong. And now, caught in the middle. Even though I'm someone new, all I can think about is you. And now, caught in the middle.
Yeah. www.radiotheatre.co.uk.
Scoff and Quaff Show with Jules Thirkin on Channel Radio.
Anna, good morning. I'm sorry I'm so tardy this morning. Do you know why, listener? Well, welcome to the Scoff and Quaff Show. You've tuned in to Channel Radio. We are live, but my tardiness was because one of our guests, Emily Curzon-Baker, from Food at One, she's on a mission, you know, listener, and I've been tucking in, I'm afraid, pre-show, merrily on my third bit of lovely homemade real chocolate with hardly any sugar in, I believe, Emily.
No sugar, just brown rice
syrup. Fabulous. So it's allowed. It's my one weakness. No calories whatsoever. So whilst I was tucking into that, and then I was doing a bit of tweeting, and normally a producer comes in and sort of, you know, huffs down the back of my neck and tells me to do things. But he's basking, listener, because he was surrounded by beauties at the weekend at the Brands Hatch. So he was surrounded by spearmint rhino ladies, apparently. Not for this show, I don't think. This is a superior show, of course, but he will be on, Paul Andrews, at 1 p.m. on the Business Bunker, and I'm sure he'll be crowing about it. So, yes, I was tardy because I was basically eating. On the show today, we have fabulous guests. So we have the brilliant Stevie Wood.
Good morning, Jules.
Good morning. Who's come in bearing his fabulous chili jelly, or was it the chili jam?
Oh, all of it. Chili jelly.
One of each.
Spicy pickled onions. That works.
In my handbag.
For you.
Now. So Steve will be telling us what's happening on this weekend. It's the Aylesford Farmers Market. He's going to be giving us a roundup of that, what you can win. There's a raffle going around. And telling us what's in season. Be very interesting to know as we enter June. And then talking of entering June, Dr. John, what have you got to tell us today?
Well, I've got a number of events we can talk about. Those are coming up in June and the early part of July, as well as all our tweets, of course. And I've got a few interesting little articles to read out. So,
smashing.
A good show all lined up for us.
And then on, I had quite an interesting weekend, actually. I had, I'm just trying to get Steve Wood has gone into...
She's just not focusing, listeners.
No,
that's
the
trouble.
Well, Steve Wood
she's still recovering from rather heavy Friday on when she went out to...
One of my frolics.
Yeah, one of your many frolics. Well, and she was out Saturday night, I understand, as well, at Burger Brothers in Whitstable.
Oh, I've been everywhere.
Alamo on Friday night, and numerous bottles of Prosecco were consumed there, as well as white wine, I'm sure.
Are you my stalker?
And listener, she was also at a pop-up, believe it or not, which was run by one of our later guests, who I'm sure Jules will introduce to you, Graham Greene.
Who will be on at 11:10, except he won't, because we're still here. We might have to do him very quickly, before we get into the flow. I was, you're
it's all
right.
Because she was still hungover from the Prosecco of the weekend, isn't it?
On Friday, I went to the presentation at the winner of Slim Sam's Cakery, and the winner was... it was Serenity Becker.
<can't remember. laughs>
It was Serenity Becker, Rebecca Nutt.
Serenity Becker.
She has a beauty salon in Canterbury, in Castle Street, and she also has the one on the Swalecliff roundabout between Chesterfield and Whitstable, and it's on the Twitter at Serenity Becker. She does man waxing, you know. So she...
Well, bikini waxing.
Man waxing, yes. Back, upper arms, legs, wherever a man needs.
I can tell a very rude joke about that, but I don't think it's suitable for being on air.
Not for this show. We are the superior show, Dr. John. But her winning name for the Slim Berry cake was Don't Be Blueberry Slimming Cake, which I thought was a fabulous name. So it's a healthy cake made by beautiful Sammy Patel, who I met on Friday, and that we presented the cake to Serenity Becker. So thank you. That was the Scoff and Quaff competition. And we have another competition today, which Dr. John will be reading out to you later on. So stay tuned for that. It's to do with a Squeries celebration, which is on Friday the 20th and Saturday the 21st. in Westerham. Dr. John will be telling you the question that you need to answer to be in for a chance of winning two free tickets. So I think, yes, I'll tell you about my frolicking, and then we'll get Graham, won't we? We'll play a song. So what happened was, after the presentation of Sam's Cakery, blueberry cake to Rebecca, we all swanned off to the Chesterfield Barn, where I'd had a lovely lunch, actually, with Andy Bates, who does some work for them over there. He's an insurance broker, and Andy took me for lunch there, which was lovely. So I took them along, Rebecca and Sammy and I, for a post piece of cake, and we had some wine at the Chesterfield Barn. And then Becca dragged me off. We went to the English's Tappers, which is in Harbour Street, owned by David Essex, who wasn't there, but he does tweet me. Yes, he does tweet me. And then that's at David Essex News, if you want to follow them. And Tappers, Harbour Street, I believe it is, off the top of my head. Fabulous meal. You do need to book if you're going there. We were very lucky. And then on Saturday night, of course, I was at Graham Greene's pop-up. But I did have breakfast at Burger Brothers in Whitstable, which is at the Coach and Horses. I'll tell you more about that later. So I had breakfast there with fabulous Noel, the chef. And really, really amazing burger. Juicy, succulent, and well worth a visit to Burger Brothers. And they have one in Deal. And in the evening, it was at Graham Greene's pop-up. So what we're going to do, we're going to play two ads, and then we're going to play a little bit of Boogie on Reggae Woman, which is what I felt like at the weekend. And we will get the fabulous Graham Greene, who's going to tell us about the success of his pop-ups. I mean, the food was exquisite, listener. So stay with us.
Need temporary employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Jobsinkent.com.
Bit of boogie here with Stevie Wonder. This is what I was doing on Friday, on Saturday.
We'll be right back.
And that was Stevie Wonder with a little bit of boogie on Reggae Woman. Steve Wood on the, what's it called, harmonica there. Very good playing, Steve Wood. So now we have fabulous, one of my one weakness chefs. It's the brilliant Graham Greene. Graham and Deborah Truan are both head of events at the Broom Park. You'll find them on Facebook. It's facebook.com/chiveskaterers. And I went to, I've eaten there many a time at Broom Park, which is amazing, amazing venue. And I went to one of their beautiful pop-ups. So hi, Graham.
Good morning, Jules.
Hello, good morning. And I'm sure you've recovered because you not only did that amazing meal on Saturday night, you were frolicking at Biddenden on Sunday, weren't you?
We certainly did. Too much work is not enough.
Yeah.
We went from one to another.
Exactly. It's fantastic. Now, just to tell the listener, first of all, about the sort of things we ate, and then we'll ask you a couple of questions. I mean, this is the sort of thing that I tucked into, listener, on Saturday night, and it was just a beautiful summer menu. There were lovely canapés going around of spinach, pine nut and feta with parmesan crisps, squid and cod cake with mild chili hummus, tart case of shredded prawn and daikon with a rice wine dressing. I'm going to ask Graham in a minute what the daikon is. I can't remember. And then a green pea bisque with yogurt. And then there were fine leaves, cucumber, snow pea threads, roasted abalone mushrooms, and a, how do I say ceviche?
Ceviche.
Of hake. And then seared, it went on and on, seared Kentish trout fillet, beetroot rusty, horseradish cream and apple, which was divine, half a deboned quail on purple potato terrine, roasted onion puree, pearl barley. I had a gluten-free version. What did I have, Graham, instead of pearl?
You had a mixture of wild rice, Italian red rice, and a bit of long grain rice.
Which was divine. Divine. With a rich sherry reduction, and boy, that was rich. It was divine. And then, of course, my one weakness, which was the buttermilk panna cotta.
Yep.
Champagne jelly, Anzac crisp, and a prickly pear puree. Now, doesn't that make your mouth water? So, first of all, Graham, I mean, we know you're a great chef, but how did you get this connection with the lovely Triona with the Flying Pig in Whitstable?
2 years ago, when the Biennale, because it's every couple of years, 2 years ago they were doing a launch, and we had some connections with a few people who organised the Biennale, and we said we'd do a few canapés for them. Just to sort of help it along a bit, make it a little bit more festive. Triona and Ian were just there as guests. Triona, having her career as an artist after being a BBC correspondent. And we literally just started talking and became very good friends. Last year, when I was discussing sort of moving into other areas and wanting to do pop-ups, and she suggested that one day we should try and do something in the gallery, which would be great. And then with the Biennale again being launched this year, we decided we'd tie everything in together so that it would be a very arty sort of pop-up in a gallery studio.
It worked really very well. It was very Whitstabilian, wasn't it?
And it was.
So laid back. I loved it. I took along a couple of friends. I took Rebecca Nutt and also Serenity Becker. And also Paul Andrews from the Business Bunker came along, and we all tucked in. So when you're doing this kind of thing, I mean, to me it seemed you take it all in your stride. You seem incredibly relaxed. But, I mean, to me, you lug a cooker along, don't you, and everything else?
Well, there wasn't much in the way of room to put anything or to make a kitchen. They had a beautiful marble slab because the studio itself used to be a butcher shop. And so it had a big, heavy marble slab in the window, and there was plenty of light in the window, which is always handy. All I did was had a tiny table up against the slab with a little tiny electric oven that I take around when we do small jobs. We, being caterers, we take equipment with us, so a tiny little electric oven and a little refrigerator box, and then basically worked out of that. You just have to be very well prepared and very well organised. But... It was very relaxed because I'd normally, It was tantamount to almost being outside, which was fantastic for me.
Yeah.
You don't get that opportunity that often.
It was a beautiful and balmy evening, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was a beautiful day. But the the Wednesday one worked pretty well, but Saturday was gorgeous weather. It was so nice outside. You had a beautiful outside setting that you were almost part of. So
yeah, and you actually enjoy coming out and talking to the guests. I mean, you're in the same room dishing
yeah.
out. And you like to sit and talk about the ingredients, which I really love.
It made all the difference. The restaurant I had in Australia was a semi-open kitchen. And the big trend, particularly in Australia, and I know it's starting to happen here, is that kitchens are becoming more and more open. The theatre of food is something everybody enjoys. I mean, the amount of cooking shows there are on the telly and on the radio now are quite amazing compared to what they would have been 10 or 15 years ago. So people want to be more and more involved and see what goes on a lot more. So basically it was just an extension of that. To be able to do it in the same room is fantastic. Ideally, a little bit better of a equipment would be ideal, but we got by with what we did. And people were there and could see things happening. Could see things going on. I just think that's the way forward, being more and more involved in what you're actually eating and seeing it happen before you is a lot more fun.
It was absolutely stunning. And so are you going to plan to do more pop-ups in the future, Graham?
Oh, for sure.
Got any ideas yet?
I
or
think,
are you looking out for venues?
We're always keeping an eye out. We've got a couple of places in mind in Canterbury, some people we've been talking to. You yourself have vested an interest. Always looking for something a little bit different and a little bit of fun. Because if you're going to do it, you want it to be something that people are going to walk away from and go, oh, that was a really amazing thing. Whether it's a one-off or whether you go back or not is something to determine later. But it's having that opportunity to do something that's really different in a really different environment.
And where do you get the inspiration for these stunning menus? Because every time I've eaten with you, it's always been just really just something that I haven't had, which is what I want. I don't want to go out and eat what I could have at home.
Yeah, I think that's really, really important. Probably just the Australian in me, I don't know. With a lot of the stuff from there, it's what I can get and what time of year it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go from there.
Yeah.
Where we were in Bitterton on Sunday, there was tons of local, beautiful local produce there, which it's really, really lovely to wander around and pick bits and pieces up to take home. I mean, there's some stunning asparagus, which I bought, and some beautiful cherry tomatoes. We had a bit of a barbecue. As I say, too much work's not enough. So when we went home after that, we had a barbecue as well. So we did all that. Deb's beautiful daughter Emma helped with most of it. We had some beautiful asparagus, some gorgeous local cheese, and it's not hard to pull a few things together. It's certain flavours will always go together. It's just how you want to put them. I mean, things like with the trout, beetroot, horseradish, and apple they'll always blend quite well.
It was divine.
And those sort of things are just how you want to put them together. You can do them in a million different ways. So, but those sort of things will always go together well. I mean, you can change the trout to salmon. You can do other things with it. But those sort of things will always go together well. The things with the main course, they were a lot more earthy because the quail actually ended up being a little bit smaller than what we thought. So we actually deboned a whole quail. But all the flavours that went together there were nice. They were more of the earth, closer to the ground, because that's where the quail live.
Yeah.
So it's just imagining where things live and what they eat and what they do and try and pull those things together.
So it's a whole story there. And the buttermilk panna cotta, I thought, was... I've never had a buttermilk panna cotta before, and that was really, really lovely. I hate panna cotta when it's been too messed around with. I quite like it as panna cotta.
Well, after all the different courses we'd had, we want something a little bit clean and a little bit lighter to finish the meal off. Buttermilk, I've actually been doing that for years in Australia and found buttermilk harder to get here. When I finally found it, I just like it. Sort of cuts through a full panna cotta with double cream. It tends to be a little bit heavy. It makes it a little bit lighter. It gives it a tiny bit of a tang to it, which I prefer rather than just the heaviness of the cream. The prickly pear was quite funny. That was just the opportunity to get it. I used to have a friend in Australia who had a prickly pear bush in the middle of his vineyard, and he just kept it.
Poor man.
Well, he liked it because he loved the fruit, but they're a menace in Australia. They're supposed to be eradicated. You're not supposed to have any.
Really? Why?
So, because they spread too quickly. They have no natural enemy, I suppose, or anything that eats them in Australia. So they, at one stage we had a problem with prickly pears across Australia like we have with rabbits. They were just everywhere.
And those big rabbits that jump...
It's a massive amount of eradication to get rid of them.
Graham, those big rabbits you have that jump around in the bush, what are they called?
Kangaroos.
Yeah, you have a problem with those too, don't you? What about your drop bears?
No, you keep going on about the drop bears and the hackaways. No, that's just a myth for tourists. It really, really is.
So prickly pear, how do you make it into a puree?
Well, it's very simple. You peel the prickly pear. It has quite a thick skin around it. You have to wear gloves to do it because otherwise it's like stinging nettles. They get right under your skin and very, very hard to get out. They're very, very tiny thorns. You peel it, chop it up. All I did with that was make a really simple syrup, throw it in at the last minute, blend the lot together and strain it. You don't want to cook it too much because you'll lose the beauty of the flavour.
Mm.
And you need to strain it because there's lots and lots of tiny seeds all the way through, which is why they spread so quickly. Each pear has an enormous amount of seeds in it. So when they drop down, they rot quite quickly. Other animals pick them up, carry them away, and then poo them out so they can spread that way.
Mm.
But it was nice to see them. We used to make, in Australia, we used to make ice cream out of them.
Oh,
similar sort of way. And the only thing there was we'd puree it and strain it and then just throw it into the ice cream mix and churn it up.
Yeah. And the Anzac crisps went down very well. My friend Rebecca Nutt was devouring hers.
Oh, good. That's just a really, really simple Australian biscuit. The Anzac being a commemorative thing for Anzac Day.
Yeah.
Which this year was a very big one. I think it was the 75th anniversary this year.
Mm-hmm.
And virtually every school kid in Australia on Anzac Day makes Anzac biscuits. They're just really, 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 really simple.
Very tasty, though. So this season you've got coming up weddings, any events. If people want to get hold of you, I'm going to read out your website in a tick. But also pop-ups, if people have got a venue, things like that.
Oh, yeah. The pop-up thing is... it's sort of a two-way. The first one we did was actually in our village, which was at one of the pubs. That lovely people owned it, and we thought we'd give it a go on a Monday night to see how it would float. And for them it was great because they normally have a very, very, very quiet Monday night, so they had a really nice busy night. Everybody enjoyed the food, but I'm very, very big on the communal table aspect of the pop-up thing rather than small tables. It almost gets like you're back in a restaurant again. I don't see the point.
Yeah.
So the communal dining thing, it works a treat because you throw together people who have all come together to want to try the food in a really different sort of environment. They all, as you yourself saw, everybody got on very well. They had a lovely night.
Oh, yeah.
They everybody met new people. And it was a really, really good night. It was a really great... And for me, it was just... I was in heaven because I'm standing there cooking for people, watching them eat. They're enjoying it. Just the vibe there was fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. And I look forward to you coming around and seeing if my venue is up to scratch for you. And
I'm sure it will be, Jill. If it's anything like you, I'm sure it's fabulous.
Thank you, mate. I'll be speaking to you and Deborah very soon. And for now, Graham Green of Chives Caterers. Thanks very much for coming on The Blower.
A pleasure.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I met her in the club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A Lola, la 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 la. She squeezed me tight, she nearly broke my spine. Oh my Lola,
we left, I wanted to stay, and I always wanted to be that way for my Lola. La 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 la. Girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed up, mumbled up, shook up world. It's a Lola. La 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 la.
That was Lola the Kinks there, and we're just going to have a talk about the Squeers competition, which we're very excited about. We're having quite a few competitions on the Scoff and Quaff show with Slim Sam's Cakery. And I just want to read out the Facebook and the Twitter again if you want to contact Chives Caterers. The phone number as well, I'll give you that right at the end, so get your pen ready. But to speak to Graham Green about any event or pop-up or wedding or anything else, it's www.chiveskaterers.co.uk. They're on the Twitter at Chives Broome with an E on the end, B-R-O-O-M-E. And on Facebook they are at Chives Caterers. And the phone number is 01227, that's a Canterbury number, 832644 or 832637. And there is a mobile, which is 07785 377456, and they're based at Barham in the Canterbury Road at this beautiful Broome Park, but they will come to your venue, as you heard, and highly recommend. I don't often recommend people on this show because there are so many fabulous, but they're very special. So I guess I need to get Dr. John's music on for him, and he would run us through the competition. Dr. John.
Yes, well, Squeers very kindly have decided to give us some tickets for the Squeers, for the Scoff competition for Squeers celebration. And what you've got to do is to guess where, name the town where SquareersCelebration.com will be on the 20th and the 21st of June.
That's a fabulous prize.
So if you do know where it is, then tweet in, and the first one to come in will get a free ticket.
Will it be the first one, or if we get too many, we might have to put them in a hat? What do you think?
I don't know.
We haven't done anything like this. We're a bit on the hoof, aren't we?
Listeners, if a lot of listeners tweet in, then we probably will have to do it in a hat.
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll ask Stevie Wood, because he's used to doing this sort of thing.
He's always in competition.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him in a minute. But Dr. John, who's on the Twitter?
Well, we've had lots of people on Twitter. We've had some old faithfuls. We've had Bearsted...
old faithfuls?
Bearsted Foods, who are going to have a stand at the Olympia, London, the Allergy Plus Freeform show at Olympia London on the 4th to the 6th of July. We've also had Bess Mogadon 4 has been tweeting.
Hello.
In. And we've had Happy Andy, who's been listening. He's welcome, Happy Andy.
Is he happy?
At Happy Andy. He's an MD of Happen Web Development in Kent. We've had the Sweet Pea, who's a florist down in Tunbridge, I think, or Westrum.
Mm-hmm.
We've had At Hot Sauces, so welcome to them. They were on the other week.
Is that Hot Face Sauces?
Hot Face Sauces, sorry, yes. We've also had the Fish and Veg Man, was saying that there's Rochester Farmers Market, and they're on this coming Sunday.
Hello to you guys. Annie's Supper Club.
Yes, Annie's
hello.
Supper Club has also been on as well. And Fish and Chips to Go as well. They're regular tweeters.
Dr. John, Annie's Supper Club is saying, can we have a shout-out for the Italian Dinners, which is Friday and Saturday of this week? And they're saying there are spaces left. It's £28 for 5 courses. And of course, that's all gluten-free.
Yes, it will be. Yes.
And I forgot to mention with Graham Greene, he did very easily for me all gluten-free as well. So thank you, Graham, for doing that for me.
Mm-hmm.
But Annie's Supper Club, so that's Friday and Saturday of this week, and they're in the lovely Margate, annie'ssupperclub.co.uk. Carry on, Dr. John.
Yes, we've also had Flix Francis, which is an independent, at Flix Francis, which is an independent specialist free-range rare pork breeder.
Oh.
So welcome to them. We've had the Fat Carrot, she's a regular, and she's wanting people to know about the Mediterranean supper that she's doing on the 21st of June. We've had S&T Chocolates have also been on the show. Welcome to, and I can never get them right, it's Terry and Sylvia, isn't it?
It's not quite the branding was done to just confuse you.
Just to confuse
everybody. Delicious chocolates,
lovely chocolates.
I mean, yes, let's, I was going to go back to Gluten-Free Market, Dr. John.
Yeah.
Because, who was it? Had two people that have, Petra Snazel's Beautiful Flower.
Yeah.
Somebody made something, I think it was, maybe it was Slim Sammy, but somebody I was speaking to recently used her flour for something and were just amazed by it. Sorry if I'm sounding batty. Speak to
we're
quite
used
a lot
to
of
it,
people.
Jules, don't
I know.
I?
But also, Slim Sam's Cakery is trying to get in touch with Petra Snazel to try it on some cakes for me.
I'll drop her a line.
Yeah, done that. Yeah. Done that.
Okay.
But hello to them. And also, Val Witter, hello to her. She said, bring it on, Scoff and Quaff, inspiration. So hopefully she means the food.
Mm. Oh, and also we've got at Seven Oaks Candle, they're an eco-friendly soya wax candle supplier. So
okay.
Welcome to them.
We've also got LinkedIn Business Specialist. He'll teach you everything about LinkedIn. That's a fabulous... Stuart Carpenter on the Twitter, he's at Carpenter Biz B-I-Z. He did a talk.
So, okay, I wonder what he's the LinkedIn guy.
Yeah, he did a talk at the Canterbury Tweet Up at Lenley's, which is always the third Thursday of every month, and you're all welcome. We need to crack on and get Stevie Wood on.
Yeah, we do. He's sitting here very patiently.
Pass him that mic. We have the fabulous bearer of chili jams and chili jellies, Steve Wood, from Aylesford Farmers Market this week. Your hat is Aylesford Farmers Market. Hello.
It is, yes. Very patient as well. I've been sitting here.
Pass me the chocolate while you
Sally,
chat. You tell me about it and I'll just go.
Sally and Clive from Sylvia and Terry Chocolate will be at Aylesford Farmers Market on Sunday. Look, just so we
they deserve everything they get with that branding, I'll tell you.
There's a reason behind it, but I'll let Sally explain one day.
I've just been sent a picture of a swan. Arnie the Swan. I'm thinking of Scoff and Quaff, you see. Arnie the Swan is listening in at Squarries by the lake. Carry on, Dr. Steve.
But I said to Dr. Sarah,
who
second,
are you?
And we
Chilly
haven't
man.
Started on the wine. I think the competition should be first past the post because I know the answer and I can get a free ticket.
Ah.
Talking of tickets, at our farmers markets, at all our farmers markets, not just Aylesford, we've launched a raffle. So if anybody's coming along, some of the producers will give you a raffle ticket. Hang on to it. You get a free raffle ticket 1 month. And then next month we draw the raffle and someone could have £100 worth of vouchers to spend at the market.
Oh, wow, that's an amazing prize.
Well, it is, yes. Yeah, it's most people shopping for a couple of months, so... that's very good. So
all they have to do is come along.
Get it, buy something.
Yeah.
A producer will then give them a ticket, as long as it's one of the producers in the raffle.
Yeah.
And wait till next month to see if they've won. It's very, very simple. So we've got that going on. It is our Aylesford Farmers Market this month. All the farmers markets, not just ours, are very busy because it is Farmers Market Month. In fact, it's Kent Farmers Market Month, as you know, from last week because you had a few of the guys on. Lots and lots of the farmers markets doing things all around the county. I think we've got, what have we got on? We've got live music this Sunday.
Is that Matthew Kearsey Lawson singing?
No. If there's one person I wouldn't let sing, it would be Matthew. He's actually... right at the bottom of the queue. He will be doing a cookery demonstration, and as always, he will be emceeing all the events on the stage, the cookery demonstrations, and the live music, and anything else that turns up, because it is all live, a bit like this show, and anything can happen.
And have you mentioned your charity stall?
No. There's a good reason for that.
You haven't got one?
I haven't got one.
Oh, really?
No, no one's taken us
but
up on the
but
offer.
If anybody wants to?
Every month, at all our markets, Tunbridge, Elmcourt and Aylesford, we do give a free pitch away to a local charity or a local organisation that wants it. Normally we get quite a good uptake. I must admit, Aylesford, quite often, it's the local scouts because they're just round the corner. But they're obviously out scouting somewhere else this weekend, so we won't see them. But the offer is open to anybody that has got an organisation or a charity, they can come along. This weekend, I think we've got nearly 40 stalls booked in, so it will be quite a busy market. We're there from 1:30 till 9:30. We have all the normal stuff, as you know, all the stalls and everything else, so whether it's bread, meat, whatever you want, it's all fresh. You can come down and have breakfast with us, and we are in the beautiful settings of Elsa Priory.
Talking of fresh, will Campervan Chef be there?
No, Campervan Chef's on holiday somewhere.
Is he? I thought he's gone a bit quiet.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he's somewhere or other.
May I just butt in? We're having quite a few answers to the Squarers competition, and I think Coolest of Cats is being very diligent here. So let's just make a rule that we have a little hashtag with competition on it so that we can catch them all. Otherwise, we might miss some. So if you've already tweeted in, just put a hashtag competition and we will track that and we'll probably answer it in a couple of days when John and I have had a lie down. Stevie Wood, there's a question for you here, Stevie. They're saying, great market on Sunday, Tunbridge.
Thank you.
When will you be in Sevenoaks? If ever.
It's one of those things, sometimes the obvious places to have markets turn up, sometimes they don't. We're always looking for new venues. It's not just us that are looking for new venues. There's lots of people out there looking for new venues. There is stuff going on. I know the actual market in Sevenoaks are looking at going more to the food side of things rather than the general market. So eventually Sevenoaks will come, but it's just one of those places. It's finding a venue, finding the people interested.
So maybe they'll work with you on
yes,
that.
Yes, they, as I say, they are trying to bring in more fresh produce and local produce to the general market. So that's on every week. So it's one of those things we're looking at. Always looking at different venues all around the place.
Okay. Now, how can we get hold of you if we want to set up a stall?
You can get me on Twitter, and all the markets on Twitter. This Sunday's market is Aylesford, FMMRKT. That's on Twitter. You can give me a call on 0755 773 9903, or email info@aylesfordfarmersmarket.co.uk. Website www.aylesfordfarmersmarket.co.uk, or you can contact me through any of the other farmers markets we do, which are Aylesford. No, we're doing Aylesford this Sunday. Elmcourt and Tunbridge, either three of those. If you go on the website, type that in, find our website, you can contact me through that.
Thank you very much, Stevie Wood. And stay around because we're going to be eating some of Emily's chicken in a minute, her beautiful curried chicken.
Looking forward to it.
Now, just a quick one, just to say that Squirries have very kindly offered, if you hashtag competition, to do two pairs of tickets to win, because they've heard that we've had a few in. And if you want to check out their website, it's Squirries, Squerryes, celebration.com. On the Twitter, it's @Squirries, spelt the same. And this is, it's 11 to 5 o'clock. The entry is £8, but obviously you can win these tickets. That's two pairs. Children are free, and tickets include a free glass of bubbly, a third of a pint of Western beer, and a cup of Blends for Friends tea. And also the £8 that you pay is deducted from sales price of first bottle of Squirries sparkling wine, which is fabulous. The gig is local artisan food and drink markets and stalls, exclusive access to 15 acres of landscape gardens and children's activities. There's a lot going on there on the Saturday. And so that's the Squirries Celebration. Go onto the website, squirriescelebration.com, and it's the 20th, 21st of June in Westerham.
And good luck on the... there are sponsors this week as well.
Yes, they are. And good luck on the competition, guys. Keep them coming in with a hashtag of competition. Where is Squirries based? Now, if you're ready to hear how we should be getting healthy, we have the fabulous Emily Curzon-Baker, and her lovely mum Mo is in the green room. So hello, Mo. A little broken wing she's got there. So Emily, tell us first of all what you brought in with you, because that's the most important thing. And pass it over. So we had those lovely nibbly, what were they called?
Mineral crunches.
Mineral crunches. Run us through that.
So yes, it contains pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, and sunflower seeds, and just brown rice syrup, just mixed together in the oven, just on a low heat, and ta-da, there's your little snack.
Ta-da! And what are the benefits of brown rice syrup, pray tell?
Brown rice syrup, it is a glucose syrup. So for some people, you just, you know, be aware that high levels of glucose can cause your blood sugar levels to rise.
To go up and down, yeah.
But actually, brown rice syrup, because of how it's made from brown rice, it has a steadier release in the blood, so it doesn't cause such high spikes and lows. It, of course, is all, just in my opinion, is better to white refined sugar all round.
And the other thing you brought in, let's tuck into one. Come on, Steve. What's a little... these are the mineral crunches.
Yeah.
And then you've also brought in some chicken...
Yeah, chicken masala or curry.
That's Steve crunching in. It's lovely, isn't it, Steve?
Mm, it is delicious.
He can't talk, he's got his mouth full. Chicken...
Chicken curried... chicken curried bites.
So. Fabulous. Yeah, well, I will be tucking in... Yes, I'm going to have on my show. So while you tell me what a food consultant is, I'm going to try one of your chicken curried bites.
There you go.
Come on, so tell me why the food consultant, the title?
The food consultant title just basically came around because it covers such a wide range of skills that I have to offer. So not only am I a nutritionist, I'm a health food specialist, I do demonstrations, lots of recipe development. I've even got involved with food photography just because I love taking photos, and then I just combine my passion. Mm-hmm. And also I provide nutritional advice, and my focus on making food from naturally healthy ingredients and with a focus on food intolerances.
This chicken is absolutely divine.
It's lovely.
Thank you.
What have you put your fresh herbs and spices in that?
Yes, I've got fresh ginger in there, garam masala, so like turmeric, and Himalayan salt. I tend to use
the pink one.
The pink salt,
that's
yes.
The one. Yeah. You need less of it because it just goes so far. And of course,
it's much stronger,
black pepper.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
And garlic.
Now I hear a little bird tells me that, because I go out on these forays to Canterbury Whole Foods near where I live, and I buy coconut flour, and I buy I've got Petrus Nasals flour and all sorts, lots of gluten free goodies.
Prosecco.
So you said to me that you would help me pop round and rummage through my drawers, so to speak.
Yes.
The thought of poor old Emily rummaging through your drawers is not something
cupboard.
I'm nice to think
the
about.
Kitchen cupboard.
Because what happens is I get the urge to do it all, and I've got the cookbooks, but then I don't get the time. And I think if you could come round and perhaps teach me sort of five basic things that I could knock out,
exactly,
that would be really useful for me. So tell me about that.
Well, that's exactly what the sort of essential kitchen cupboard thing is. I come round, we have a little peer in, we think about maybe what is good to have in there and what isn't, and then when we discuss, you know, like you said, you've got your time pressure, you need to have... food that you can just sort of put together. It can be nutritional and healthy for you, and you know how to do it.
And make batches up perhaps and put it in the freezer, like, you know, like Nigella would.
It's wonderful. Yeah, exactly.
So you would do that, something like that?
Yes, I would definitely.
Okay. What sort of, so you've also got this sign up for weekly tips on your website, which I'll read out in a minute, the website. So tell me about that.
Yes, weekly tips. Well, it just started because I wanted to sort of share a bit of information with everyone on food that makes you feel good. So it started with food to support your immune system or foods to increase your energy levels. And it developed that now I've started looking at herbs in the garden. So and those just exploded. I had loads of feedback. Everybody
exploding
loved
herbs.
It.
I love it.
Yeah, they just, everyone was like, goodness, I didn't realise how beneficial marjoram was or coriander.
Really?
And it was wonderful to hear. And now I've because mum falling over, breaking her arm. Last week, or the week before, I did it on calcium, food for calcium, and I did a big list. And so many people wrote back to me and said, I've printed this off and I've stuck it on my fridge and I'm keeping an eye on how much I'm eating. So it was great to get the feedback and help people along the way too.
Okay, so with your nutrition, you've done a proper course, haven't you?
Yes, I've studied nutrition for a year. I've gone from, you know, just basic holistic nutrition to advanced nutrition and to get a diploma. And yes, I've fueled that knowledge into creating the Healthy Foundations food plan and also focusing on the weekly tips. The recipes all on my website, I've got that in mind. I understand different cooking techniques. Mm. And also I can help other people. You know, if you come to me and say, oh, I've got this, you know, pain in my stomach, generally because of my training, I can, you know, advise on what you could do.
And what about allergy testing? Can you do anything like that?
I can, yes,
okay,
definitely.
So what sort of testing are you using?
There's the Genova diagnostic testing. Mm-hmm. It's pretty hefty, like in cost, but it's so accurate, and you know exactly what your intolerance
is. Is that done with hair or blood or?
A mixture really.
Okay.
It depends up to you.
Okay, so if people want to contact Emily, am I allowed to read out your phone number or not?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so there's an email which is info@foodatone.com. And the website is www.foodatone.com.
That's correct.
And the phone number to phone is 077-99-199-477. At least have a chat. But what she can offer, what Emily can offer, is the essential cupboard investigating, which I love that. What's really in your cupboards? Naturally healthy food shopping with the focus on buying locally and seasonally, even on a budget. And also Emily does cookery classes, and that's at the Kent Cookery School.
The Kent Cookery School, I've got two venues, Kent Cookery School and also the Boost Fitness, where it's a camp, you know, you come along, it's all on exercise, but we focus on diet as well. And also your own home, don't forget that I can come to you and we can have a good cooking demonstration, either with you or with your friends as well.
That sounds fantastic. I love the little curried chicken bites. That's a great idea for a lunch, isn't it? You could knock those up and take them for the next couple of days.
Certainly.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And I will be tucking into the listener praline raw chocolate. Constantly looking, says Emily, for a chocolate that does not contain the refined white stuff, sugar and milk. So Emily took the plunge and she made her own and will never go back. And I'll vouch that I've had a raw...
It's delicious, actually, that chocolate.
Yeah, it is. I've had a raw chocolate workshop, and I'm going to put you through to the lady that we did it with. It was me and Carol Brace, Juicy Cows on the Twitter. But fabulous. Thank you very much. So, Dr. John, to round up, we're getting quite a few Twitter people have all woken up now. What have we got? Pass me another curried chicken while we're...
Well, we've had sauce, S-O-U-R-C-E, 2, as in the number, sauce, S-A-U-C-E, is a freelance chef, and he's going to be demoing at Rochford Farmers Market this coming Sunday. We already mentioned them. We've had Kent Cookery, which is the Kent Cookery School, which we just mentioned, Emily just mentioned, have tweeted in, and you mentioned Coolest of Cats earlier. We've also had
Cook Rap Sale, who are coming in on the competition, and they said, I'm enjoying today's show, and for competition, Squirries is based in Westrum. We'll let you know in a couple of days if you've won. Mm-hmm. Dr. John?
Yes, we've had Arcade Fisheries, a family-run fisheries business at Arcade Fisheries. They've been tweeting in as well.
Kent Seven Oaks are saying that they would love Emily to do a little speaking thing at their venue. Mm-hmm. That would be good. Claire Eckley?
Yes.
Have you mentioned her?
No, I haven't.
At Pure Kent. Morning, Claire. She says, morning, and beautiful, lovely oils. That's one of Stevie Wood's bunch, isn't it, Claire?
It is, yes.
Yes, it is indeed.
And Farmer Guy. Anybody else leaping out at you, Dr. John?
No, but I've got a few events to mention, so I need to mention those.
Off you go.
Okay. We have a number of events coming up in June and July. We have the Urban Food Fest, which is every Saturday, and has been going since April the 12th, and that's in in Shoreditch, the Urban Food Fest in Shoreditch High Street. We have the, I'll try and do them in chronological order. We have the Preston Steam Rally and East Kent show out on June the 28th and 29th of this month. We also have Pembrokeshire, this is outside Kent, but we have the Pembrokeshire Fish Week in Pembrokeshire. That's on Twitter handle at Pem's Fish Week, and that's on the 28th of June to the 6th of July. We have Southern Barbecue, which is the Burger Brothers down in on the 4th of July, and that's in Dover. To celebrate, and it's called the Southern Barbecue.
You've never had a burger like them, yeah. I can tell you, listener.
And that's so that you can get them on at Burger Brothers, or if you, and that's at the Bluebird Function Rooms in Snargate Street, Dover.
I think it's at Burger Brothers UK.
Yes, at burgerbrothers.co.uk. We have the Homegrown Food Fest. That's way up in North Yorkshire, but if you're in Yorkshire on holiday, on the 29th of June, there is a Homegrown Food Festival. We also have on the 28th and 29th of June at Shrews Food Fest, is the Shrewsbury Food Festival in Quarry Park Road, and they'll have chef demos, music, kids events and the like. So if you're up in the that neck of the woods on holiday, that's somewhere else to go. And lastly, we have the Skills for Chefs, which is a sort of a show. Oh, it's not a show. It's a sort of a... it is a show, really, I suppose.
Let's just call it a show.
It's basically a conference at the Sheffield University, really looking at developing skills for young chefs. And they can be got at conferences@sheffield.ac.uk. And that's on the 9th and 10th of July. So, it's that if you're a young chef and you're wanting to develop skills, and then that's the place to go.
Thank you, Dr. John. I'm going to ask in a minute who's on the show next week. But
yes,
just before we go, Squareys, don't forget, if you have a little food business or something artisan and you do want a store, you can contact them at Squareys at Westerham, as I've read out, and or on the Twitter, and just see if there's any stores left. I think there are a couple of spaces. Dr. John, next week.
Next week we have Squareys on again with Henry and Sam to promote their...
Drink wine, maybe.
Well, for you to drink wine, to promote their Squareys celebration. And we also have Colin Harkness talking about more wines from Spain.
Oh, Rioja. For now, from Emily, fabulous nutritionist and healthy, and she will go through your cupboards, the fabulous Steve Wood with Aylesford Farmers Market this Sunday. To go along and tell him you heard about it on Scoff. Take the all the grandkids and spend the day, then have lunch. And the fabulous Dr. John and myself, we'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Stay tuned for the Business Bunker, which comes on at 1 o'clock with the fabulous Paul Andrews, who's cock-a-hoop because he spent Sunday at Brands Hatch surrounded by beauties. So he's going to be unbearable, listener. And you can tweet us at Jules Serkin, at Business Bunker, or at Vanilla Web. For now, from me, Dr. John, and the team, goodbye.
Channelradio.co.uk.
Well, get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.